Good morning, Johto. My name is Lane here at the Goldenrod Radio Tower, bringing you your weekday news for Pokemon Go, Pokemon TCG, and sometimes a little bit of Scarlet and Violet as well. If you want to find more Good Morning Johto, you can on Twitter at GMJohto. You can send us an email over at goodmorningjohto@gmail.com. You can join our Discord for free and join our birthday club for free. All details about that on yesterday's show, because we're going to spend more time promoting ourselves. The last thing that we will do and just talk about our wonderful Patreon supporters, like our interns. And Jeff, why didn't you hand me the note like we do every single day? We should have you just like laminate it, and we'll have the information for our interns. Like our interns, Nick, Kyle, Jamal, Green Tea, and Rachel. You can be like our board operators, Polly D and Mikey A, or our senior producer, Jesse L. Thank you so much to those wonderful trainers and everything they do, but let's go ahead and cover some Pokemon Go news. We forgot to cover a small amount of news yesterday that happened quietly over the weekend. Well, I guess it was with the update as well on Friday. A lucky egg option was added whenever you add, like, not friends, or went out, go up in friendship level, which usually before, this was like a giant pain texting. We were in Discord groups. I know I'm in different Discord groups. Like, hey, do you egg different things? But now, whenever you have the option that when you hit that new level for friendship, it says, hey, do you want to drop an egg? And it is awesome. Really cool little, it's the little things, right? New rewards introduced for showcases. It's a star medal for PhD Pikachu, friend of the show Lachlan. I think was one of the first to actually do this. So it takes, I'm just going to go ahead and pull mine up now because I'm close. Am I like Lachlan? No, but I'm getting there. So it takes 100 to get the PhD Pikachu. We'll find it. Don't worry. I will vent long enough to have it there. Purifier, cameraman, Ultra League, pilot, gentleman. We got it. There we go. Showcase star. So to get, When a Poke Showcase, you get a PhD glasses. For 10, you get the PhD headband. For the pose for the PhD, it takes 75. Oh, and I hit the pose and it ruined it all. And then for 100, you get the encounter with the PhD Pikachu. This is something that was new from one of the new updates. And like I said, it's the little things, add stuff to showcases. I'm at 73 for 100 winning, which I think is actually pretty good. And it shows you even like what you won with and different things. And I don't know. I think it's really cool. If you want to go check out the more details on what PhD Pikachu looks like, you can on Twitter, especially if you talk to or follow Lachlan, because he talked about it. I don't know if we covered this last week as well. This may have been an over-the-weekend thing, too. There was just so much. Litten Community Day got announced. I don't think we covered that. March 16th on a Sunday from 2 to 5, they're back with their Sunday. Oh, man, that's during my nap time. Triple XP for catching, double candy for catching. Trainers 31 and up can receive a candy XL from catching. It says, oh, a chance. Okay, there we go. Lure modules and incense, 3 hours. Special snapshots, one additional trade for the maximum of 2. Trades will require 50% less and be on the lookout for showcases. The Shiny Litten family is awesome. It changes like to a white-red color scheme. The Evolved Torkat into Incineroar for the Charge Attack Blast Burn. And then they'll be doing the 4-star raids from 5 to 10 for that 30 minutes of Litten spawns. Ooh, lost there for a minute. And of course, be sure to have your mega fire type ready to get those bonuses, especially those three. That's one of the things I don't see a lot of people talk about, is really working on mega progress. I think it's something that is not underutilized, but just not talked about. I know GoCast talks about it a lot, and that's what I like. Incineroar will also get a new move other than Blast Burn with Darkest Lariat. It's a new dark type of charge attack, and I think people are really looking into it. I think this is good in PvP. Who knows? I am not Fish on a Hita. I am not DeFi. I'm not BTW. I'm just now naming different PvP things. We have proven on streams, I am not good at PvP, but maybe TCG. As soon as we get all this stuff right around the corner and set up, we'll start doing some TCG goodness. We did get some announcements yesterday for raid days. We have a raid day on March 17th, another Sunday. Wait, did I just say, when was Lytton? That's the 16th. Uh-oh, I see typos. Takes place, so it should be Saturday, March 16th. There we go. No, it doesn't interrupt my nap time, but you know what does? Primal Kyogre raids from 2 to 5 will be frequently in 5-star raids. You may encounter a shiny one. It's increased shiny rate, up to 5 additional free raid passes, and the remote limit will be increased to 20. Event ticket, $5 or your local currency for 8 additional for a daily total of 14. Increased chance to get rare candy XL, 50% more XP from raid battles, and double stardust from raids. The Kyogre Primal Raids were very difficult. You needed more people than usual. I think you needed like 6. 5 to 6. 6 on the safe bent. Primal Groudon, though, that's going to be having the one the week after, Saturday, March 23rd from 2 to 5 p.m. The same details that we just talked about with the same ticket. Those, man, Kyogre, what a great shiny. Groudon shiny, it's okay. But yeah, raid day announced for 2 Sundays in a row in March, and not Saturdays. Who would have thunk it? We do have Spotlight Hour tonight, because it is Tuesday, March 5th, from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. your local time. It'll be Palmy, which is a kind of cool one. We don't see this one a lot. For double XP, for evolving, this one cannot be shiny as of yet. We'll get more details here, hopefully soon, on Showcase thingamajigs and what Pokemon will be in showcases, because remember, Pokemon Horizons event starts today from 10 a.m. today, Tuesday, March 5th, to Monday, March 11th. But that's everything we have for Pokemon Go today. Not too much. We'll get more into field researches and different things for the Pokemon Horizons event tomorrow, as well as some raid counters. Now, we don't have the sponsor of the day today, so we're going to hop right into Pokemon TCG with an event that happened March 1st. Was that Friday? Well, we'll just say over the weekend it was Friday. The free booster box event with Game Grid Standard number 2 from Game Grid Live Tournaments with 205 trainers. Let's go over that top 8. 8th place, we have regular Lost Box. With 7th place, Orange Clarinet with Gardevoir EX. Andrew Hedrick, I've heard it both ways, 7-2 with Giratina Lost Box. 5th place, 7-1-1 with Arceus. Fourth place, Burnt Hot Pocket, 7-2-1 with Charizard EX. Third place, 7-1-2 with Gardevoir EX. And second place, M7P with 8-2-1 with Chinpal Baxcalibur. Smart TCG, 9-1-1 with the deck I love, Maridon. Anything super spicy? There's a Lunatone Solrock that went 6-2 in 19th place. A Sanaconda got in 32nd place. That deck, does that rotate? Does Sanaconda rotate? Let's see. It does. Yeah, that's the big poos. But that's fine. You know what? That's what happens when rotation's right around the corner. But not too much in the world of news. We got a lot last week with Pokemon Day. And we're going to have a good month. March is a good month for Pokemon. This is one of the main months that I always look forward to in the younger, youthful years of Lane from Good Morning Johto. But Jeff was able to get us a sound of the day yesterday of one that I never thought we would have, but we do. That's a Pikachu. Because of the launch of the Horizons event today, Jeff, what sound do you have for us today? Thank you to Jeff and all you wonderful trainers. We do have an announcement I completely forgot about. Oh my gosh, I probably need to do this. This Friday, we're going to take another personal day. I am going to be out of town. We're going to the wonderful, I guess, state of Kentucky. We're going to be going to Lexington Comic Con. I have a booth set up and I kind of work and do different things there. So if you want to come by and say hi, especially my Lexington peeps, go ahead and check out Lexington Comic Con this weekend. It's going to be huge. For Pokemon-wise, I always like playing Pokemon Go, running around Lexington, because it's one of the bigger East Coast PvP places, and I think I really like it. I think so. If you're running around Lexington this weekend, check by Lexington Comic Con. It's gonna be like 20,000-30,000 people, I think, are usually there. So go ahead and check that out. So on Friday, we'll put a reminder up, just saying, hey, Lane's not here. Lane's in Kentucky, I guess. All right, thank you so much to you wonderful trainers. Have a great rest of the day, and we'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning.